Hi, and welcome to Our Sexuality,
a podcast where we discuss our sexualities, the LGBTQ, the LGBTQIA plus issues, and so much more, and dating, and so much more. Before we start this episode, we want to hear from you, from your hookup stories, dating stories, personal stories. You can email us at tyandjermaine@gmail.com. We also have a Patreon with the Tic Tac crew, $5. The Sundeck, $10. The VIP Plus, $20. And that's, search us on Patreon, The Art of Sexuality. And I'm Jermaine Calendo.
I'm Tyron Simon. And today is a special episode, Jermaine.
Yeah.
It's our birthday. It's our birthday.
It's an anniversary.
Birthday.
See, people don't understand. It's been a year now.
No.
And I just want to properly.
I just want to say, okay. He decided to say that, maybe we don't see it the same way, but we're going to respect each other's views. Obviously not.
I mean...
Obviously not.
You have a problem against that?
Obviously not.
I don't understand what the issue is, because technically anniversary is that. A lot of things are anniversaries. When you're friends with someone on Facebook for a time, that's an anniversary. After 1 year, it's an anniversary. When you have a podcast with someone that lasted a whole year, that's an anniversary. Why do you think it's the birthday?
Because the podcast was born in September. September, we actually missed the actual birthday. But anyway. But.
Yeah.
But anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this was birth.
Okay, well, I'm glad you feel like it was birthed. But this was an anniversary because it's a full year of our content that we now created. So that's why I consider it an anniversary.
Well, you can say what you can say and I can say what I can say.
Yeah. Y'all have seen a lot of violence that has happened.
Oh, violence? Okay. Speaking of violence.
One of the biggest violence things that has occurred is someone comparing a black woman to a white girl. And it's really funny that one of us did that and the other one was really angry.
No, the other one was really angry because one of us cannot accept that our beloved celebrity is a has-been. But okay. But
it's
no.
It's really funny when people say someone's a has-been.
Yeah, and...
And it's not true when someone's a living legend.
Well, just like Jay-Z's a has-been at this point. But anyway.
He's a living legend. Beyonce is a living legend.
First of all, Beyonce is still doing her craft.
Still. And so is the person that's the questioning that you compared the other person to that doesn't have the same hits or anything to compare to.
No. It's funny because you love to undercut the younger people, but... It's funny how you don't praise other people for their success.
Who am I supposed to praise? White people? Why am I praising white person for?
I mean, you can't deny that that person is talented. So, regardless of race.
To whom?
Regardless of race.
That's cool for you that you think it's not
anyway, right. We're not going to do all this.
Oh,
no. No, you started off wrong. You started off wrong.
I started off wrong.
You started off wrong. See, can we just talk about the fact that this one on this side of the couch has been interrupting me for a whole year.
Oh.
But anyway, so.
I mean, I bet you have your little talk. Speak.
I will. And you know I will.
Firstly speaking, it's been a year. We learn a lot about each other. One of us had a relationship and now is another relationship. The other person still...
Okay, first of all, you're really undercutting yourself because,
I'm with my person.
Y'all good. So, what you talking
about?
Don't
ask questions. We're doing fine.
Okay.
But seriously speaking, it was amazing. A lot has changed in a year. One of us was a whore.
Okay.
My name is Jermaine.
Anyway, listen. Uh-huh. Like, y'all know I thrive on being a whore, so hey.
And it's a good thing. Good for the content.
See?
Don't
see,
stop being
see,
you.
See? Slut shaming. Slut shaming. Cancel him.
No one called you a bad whore.
I'm always a good whore.
That's nice. I'm proud of you. Get the clientele up. But,
get the clientele up. Clientele been up, boo. What you mean?
I'm glad that you have all that going on for yourself. So... That has happened. We discussed a lot of sexual intercourse. We talked about tops, bottoms.
intercourse. Really, we're using that language.
Oh, sexual
intercourse. That shit.
Interactions. Sexual interactions.
Sex. Okay. We discuss a lot of sex.
I mean, yeah. I don't think I said it wrong.
You didn't say it wrong, but intercourse. What are you, 47?
No, just 31. We both got a year older.
Well, that's a given.
We started when you were 25, and I was just 29 part one.
And 29 part one.
And I'm 29 part two now. Shut up. By the time you turn 30, I would just be 30 part
one.
30 part two.
Oh.
I'll age a little bit. Blackness. Listen, crack.
Oh, no, listen. Because of quarantine and how this has taken 2 years of our lives, I'm claiming those two birthdays back. So, yes, I sure will.
That's good for you. But technically, quarantine took one birthday for you, not two. You tried.
You know what I mean. I mean, it's been 2 years of corona.
It's not been taking, 2 years of corona.
Yes, it is.
It's been a year.
Corona. The first case of coronavirus happened in 2019.
True.
That's why they call it COVID-19.
That's true. But not in the U.S. We only like a year and a half, a year and like three, a lot of changing.
No, it's been like, it's literally like
It didn't really occur to us until like March. So we got 4 more months for us, 2 years. And yeah, your birthday's coming up.
Well, I don't want it to be like a COVID episode. Like,
I mean, but that was also part of how this started. We started through full quarantine. We also had to say like certain things. Please wear your mask. I could not promote my comedy because of mask culture and of safety precautions that we all had to take.
Yeah, but I just hope with this pandemic, I hope it's not like the AIDS pandemic that's been lasting for 40 years.
Well, see, I don't want to compare them to, because one thing does not compare. They don't really compare.
I mean, they're different, but however,
this is like a,
you get what I'm
code,
saying.
Like, well, this is a basic code, whereas the other one, you have to have a human contact. Like, it's different. It's a different human contact. Like, you have to have contraception or literally blood on blood contact before, you know, you to contact HIV.
I know that.
But I'm saying,
thank you.
Whereas this is an airborne disease.
But what I'm saying is, I'm hoping this doesn't last as long as...
I hope it won't, but yeah. The issue people will always have... And so we're going to talk about COVID first. The issue people will have is that people now don't want to wear masks anymore. I personally do not want to wear a mask anymore. But I will...
I mean, true.
I'll do what I have to do for work purposes and for, like, my career. When I'm on stage now, most people don't require a wearing mask. I'm about to do a show Sunday that's in Raleigh, North Carolina at Poor House, that is not required you to have your vaccination with you. So it's funny, but these are the things we're going to do now. These are the things, fun of things we have to do now. And then, like, we have to wear a mask or, you know, please wear your mask most of the time.
Wait, the comedians have to wear a mask?
We have to wear masks until you get on stage most of the time.
Okay.
It is very hard because I'm one of those people who's like, I wear a mask. I sat down. I have a drink in my hand. I'm going to wear the mask.
First
the drink is always in my hand.
You can't drink with a mask.
Well, that's why the mask is now around me. I'm like, oh, the mask is down because I'm drinking. And so some comedians, like the festival, one comedian gave people mic covers, which are nice. It does fuck up sound quality, but we had mic covers last year where we were very more conscious. But once most people got vaccinated, it's hard to wear both. It's hard to wear a mask, and where we know most people here are not vaccinated because we all do responsible things. It's a lot.
Not exactly, because like only 50% of American adults are vaccinated. But
well, that's not okay. But see, that's them, not us.
Yeah,
we really were very cautious, and all of us are trying our best to be booked upon more and more shows and go a lot of places. So, like, I have to have, if I go out of state, which will happen next in 2 months, I would have to have my vaccination with me. I have a vaccination card, so I now have 2 vaccination cards because I lost the first one. And then I may have to get the variant in December. I have to get a booster shot in December.
I'm glad you brought it up because actually I know a person who's already had their booster, but they do live in Virginia. This is North Carolina. But yeah, like people are making a big deal about, oh, it's a third shot, or I got 2 shots. Dude, like, are you really that stubborn to where your health is bigger than your pride?
I don't really care to take shots, personally speaking, but I do.
Would you
rather
die?
I don't mind them. I've got my shot. I was one of the first people to get a shot. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not the first people. My job is very public relations.
Yes.
So when you're in the public eye, you're and I'm a necessity. So I got my shot in March, and I was fully vaccinated like technically 2 weeks after April 2nd, but my second vaccination was April 2nd. So by April 17th, I was fully vaccinated. So that's the thing. People don't understand that like my second shot was that time, so I would have to get mine now. And December 2nd, I would sign up for the variant to get the booster shot. I don't
not
want
the variant.
I keep calling the Delta wrong thing. I keep calling the wrong thing. I do not have the Delta. I don't have that. I do not have it. It is weird that people get it. There's been 2 comics that have gotten it. One did
the
not
variant?
Get it. No, the gotten gotten COVID. Uh-oh. Actually, about 3 people, 3 different 7 people. So I'm always like, how did they get the damn shot? I mean, how did they get it? Because that would never be me. It's weird. I get hugged upon all the damn time. And I don't really do human contact with people. I can talk to you.
Well, that's the difference between you and them. They probably over there fucking spitting each other's mouths and shit.
I'm not going to say that. That's bad language. I won't say about that because those are responsible adults.
It's a joke.
I know, but it's a thing. I don't like talking about other people. It's a thing. But seriously speaking, if you are not vaccinated, especially if you are the LGBTQ+, I would prefer you to be vaccinated, especially if your time to being wild. If you're 14 to 16, you have a lot of raging hormones, and your hormones don't stop until you're like 44. So everyone should be vaccinated, especially if you are under the brothers like this. I understand that people thought it was very political to not be vaccinated, but Donald Trump is vaccinated. So it looks very stupid that you're not vaccinated.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out where you're going with the whole hormones thing for a second. But,
personally speaking, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, I prefer everyone that's 14 to 18, please be vaccinated, because you're going to spread it.
Well, first of all, they have to be because of school.
But that's the thing. People are going to be in homeschool for like a minute, too. Like, my child will be homeschooled. At this moment, I would prefer my children to be homeschooled. If I, with me and my person that I talked with, if he turkey-based it or did it the very legal way with $200,000 spent on a child.
Or you could just have a good friend?
No. Turkey base. He's not fucking nobody.
That's what I'm saying. You can literally just have
turkey base.
Have a good friend,
mm-hmm,
who's willing to carry your child.
Uh-huh.
And she can get inseminated.
That's money. That's $60,000.
True. But who's still using the turkey base? What the fuck? Okay.
Don't get mad at us. What we gonna do?
I mean, listen, y'all do what y'all do.
We will. And Jerica.
I'm glad.
And Jermaine Jr.
Okay.
We're gonna be all right.
Why are you gonna name that girl that? That's horrible.
What's wrong with my baby name? Her name is beautiful.
Say it again.
Her name is beautiful. Jerica. What's wrong with that name? It's beautiful.
Anyway.
We've discussed so much over the year. We've talked about our goals in life. We've both accomplished big goals. We are not shooting in Studio A. We're not recording in Studio A anymore. We have officially Studio B. Tyra moved out. of his own. He has now a place that he calls his own.
Yes.
And I have a new car. I heard him run about the car.
I thought you got rid of it already.
No, it's still there. Oh, oh baby. I love that car, though. Mommy love you. But, daddy doesn't. It's a lot has changed. We talked about a lot of season change, which is what we're going to have to do the next episode. Can you believe it? We got the 4 seasons.
We talked about it last year, so we can, it's rehashing the same thing.
Not really.
But yes, yes. But
he changes people, so like, I don't really think of like
the same pumpkin spice shit that we was popping off last year about. It's the same pumpkin spice shit we doing this year.
All because one of us is basic doesn't mean the other one's basic.
Who you calling basic? Who you calling basic?
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Oh, I know you ain't talking Nautica. Nautica. Basic. Mm-hmm. You only wearing that for the name. Only wearing that for the name. Mm-hmm. Basic.
See? No, that's because it's adorable. I look like a black Rosewater with curly hair.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
I have my shirt. Mm-hmm. Now, this, so, why this happened? Yeah. One here. They're not short shorts. What do you say?
Oh, we're short shorts.
I don't wear short shorts. I just have thighs.
Well, so your thighs are eating those shorts.
That's not my problem. That's just
that's not fat. His problem. That's not his problem. And no, it's not because you're fat.
Yes, it is because these are shorts.
Okay.
They're good right here, but I am tall and I'm thick.
Yeah.
So things occur.
Oh, trust me. Oh, I have to tell you a story. When
this... I mean, you can tell
on the break. On the break. Oh, okay. Well. But yeah.
And why this happened though in 1 year? That's amazing. How do you feel this year hair is going to occur?
Well, obviously, we always are looking to grow our audience. I would like to do some more promoting. I would like to do some more social media things with the podcast. Yeah,
we'll do more videos.
Yeah, more videos. Just more things.
We gotta start doing more live discussions.
Yeah.
That'll be really fun. Look at her. We're gonna probably give y'all discussions and stuff. So we don't want to just discuss it too much because we gotta do our own talks about what. But we may review a show or two. We don't know. We can be the next Bobby Monet.
I don't think we need to compare ourselves to them quite yet.
We're both black.
You're both black, but we're not at the level.
Who do you want to compare them to?
But, we are us, okay?
No, okay.
We're not
ripping off anyone else. Because my mom was saying Tracy and Katya.
Because I guess I'm more like the Katya, you're more like the Trixie, but anyway.
Thank you. Trixie's smarter. So,
yeah, but Katya is, mine is the fucking crack and cocaine. Yeah, I can be a little wild sometimes, anyway.
Yeah.
You can be. Oh, I know you ain't talking, but okay.
So, let's talk about
it. And we're back on the birthday episodes. /anniversary episode.
Oh, okay. So, we've discussed how we've met. We've discussed our horoscopes. We've talked a lot about a lot of the Black Lives Matter. We've gotten railed off the conversation several times by one of us. And
talked about multiple subjects. I wonder who that is, but okay.
It's you.
No, it's you. It's you. Because you go off the rails talking sometimes, but okay.
Give me an example.
Every single episode.
Like what?
Every single episode. Like how you go off on tangents sometimes. Sometimes I gotta pull you back in.
What tangent?
But it's okay. It's okay, boo.
There's tangents.
I got you.
I have tangents?
Yes, you do.
I'm the last to know that I have tangents.
Well, sometimes you don't notice that other people have to point those things out for you. Like but tangents? It's okay. Yes.
Oh my God, I got the tangents. Is it a disease?
See.
Tangent.
Now you're going too far. But
what is a tangent?
What you're doing now.
Oh.
But
I didn't know. We've discussed Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. We've discussed no hate, stop Asian hate. We've talked about so much stuff. We talked about a lot of sexual things. Our sexualities, me being a homosexual, you being a bisexual man. Mm-hmm. Are you exclusively still dating just men? Or do you feel exclusively like if a woman came your way, you would marry her instead?
Well, listen, the way I am now, okay, so I'm in a relationship with a man.
Mm-hmm.
We have an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That includes men. So, if I were to cross a boundary with a female,
mm-hmm.
that would be more like cheating, because we agree, men, not women.
Is he also bisexual?
No, he's gay.
Okay.
So, that's why I have not really talked to any women, because I felt like that would be more of cheating, because it's different when it's the same gender, but if it's two different genders, yeah. That's just for my relationship.
I'm glad you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's, woo! Cheating is cheating to me. I'm in a very close-knit, long-distance thing, so it is hard to say. Like, it's hard to me. My only issue with my relationship is better communications, but I don't know. I like them a lot. Something about them just makes me smile. I'm very delightful. I'm a nicer person, probably. Only for him, but no one else. That is a weird thing.
Nice to know that.
What? I'm a mean person.
You're nice to only him and no one else.
I mean, it's kind of a true statement. Like, I mean, you make me happy.
Yeah, I can tell.
We do things we both like. I'm blending a world.
Yeah, I can tell.
For us to make it. Yeah.
He is not getting the joke, y'all, but okay.
Oh, there's jokes. Oh, okay. I'm listening. Say one.
Your mama. I'm just kidding.
Mom, if you listen to this,
I don't think
Tyra meant violence. No. I think he doesn't realize what he's saying.
No. Your mother is lovely. But, yeah.
She is. She's just a sweet person. We discuss our moms. I love my dad, too. I'm growing up queer. Growing up part of the LGBTQ+, coming out process. We discussed a lot in our first year. What are some things that you want to discuss that I didn't allow you?
Oh, the Tic Tac dude, and that's why our Patreon, the smallest amount is called Tic Tac Crew, but yeah, Tic Tac dude. But anyway, the guy I hooked up with, and he had micro penis.
No,
we're not gonna say names, but I wanted to call him Tic Tac dude. In the episode, and you wouldn't allow that.
Yeah, because it's still very,
He don't know who he is. I don't talk to that person.
That's cool. I don't think that's... Men bodies are weird. Men have the same issues.
Okay, but if it's a micro dick, you might as well say it's a micro dick.
Well, I won't feel that way, because all penises are all different. Because sometimes you find penises that do similar to other people, and sometimes they're very small. It's okay to have a small penis.
Y'all couldn't see that, but I just
put up my
pinky finger.
The penis that he apparently
did
you slap the knob?
Absolutely not.
You just said no.
It was literally like the opposite of seeing a big dick. Like, you know, when you see a big dick, like, oh wow, nice. It was just off putting. Like, what the fuck? So.
Yeah, that's not an indulgent information for everyone. Honestly speaking, I view all penises equally. Once you open your legs and you unzip and you pull your penis or the attachment out, I will always say, God, that is
I just had questions. I just had questions I should ask, but I was like 22 at the time. So
I don't know.
But also I didn't want to be rude and be like, why your dick so small? So yeah.
Yeah, I don't ask those type of questions. I just know God made everyone different.
But
and this particular individual you're talking about is also non-black. So sometimes that happens with non-blacks.
Oh, so you're saying white dudes have small dicks?
I didn't say
that. So you're saying white dudes have small dicks.
You just said the
person's race. So you're saying white dudes have small dicks.
You just said the person's race. Okay. I didn't say the person's race.
You know the person's race. And first of all, that person still don't know who they are because he's not the only white person in America. In fact, most of people in America are white. But anyway.
That's not true.
Yes, 64% of the population. That's not true. Yes.
It's not
yes,
true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes.
We've taken over. So, people think that's true and that's not. So,
we're... No, as of the 2020 census.
Okay, the 2020 census is the people that did do that. There's some people that won't do it because they're still scared. Mm-hmm. So, there are a lot of, like, illegal aliens, technically, that came here that didn't want to do the Census Bureau. And then there are black people that won't take the census. And there are also Latinx people that
there's
won't
also take the white census. People didn't take the census. What you mean?
But that's not, no, more Caucasians will take the census because they want to be heard and they know the importance of it. Whereas people of...
Did you do the census?
Yeah.
Okay. So did I.
In a household, one person has to take the census for you and that's kind of how it goes. We all don't have to take the census. We all don't have to take the census.
I made sure every person in my house took the census.
But the whole point is, the reason why the census was a big deal, and they kept pressuring it to be something more of like a witch hunt. And so when it became a witch hunt, more people that needed it, that's why the census actually matters. Because most of the census really was for the electoral colleges. So that was going to help electoral colleges as well. And they saw that as the issue, which is the problem. Oh, yeah. I did it a lot.
It's okay.
So, we just moved the rug. So, that's the thing. To be seen and heard is a big deal. I hope that more Americans do feel that they need to be seen and heard. And honestly, you are American if you are from South America. If you're from Canada as well, you're still American.
No, that's a whole other country, boo.
No, it's still America.
Yeah, it's North America.
And then North America.
Yeah, but technically...
They're still America.
Canada.
That's America, Canada. But Canada is America.
Let them try to enter the U.S. to see what happens.
I mean, that's not my problem. Yeah. But it's just like how people from the south of the border are trying their best to get here and dying their way to get here all the time. They deserve to be here.
Speaking of which, I will be telling a story of a person that I... have dealt with, but anyway, that's for another episode.
Just talk about it.
Okay, so I have talked to a person who, they are an illegal immigrant. They were actually smuggled here by the cartel, and they told me that they have to pay these people the $15,000 that price was to get him here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I'll just go into a detail later on because I do want to do a separate episode that talks about immigration and how that works in this country.
Okay. But,
yeah, it's not easy for him. Like, he... You have to have identification for everything. And for this person, they've only been here like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get a driver's license because you have to have documentation. He doesn't have all the documentation in place.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get a bank account. Mm-hmm. So has to go and cash all his checks. It was very hard for him. Well, actually, no, it was easy for him to find a job because, you know, people love to pay people under the table so they don't have to pay taxes on
mm-hmm.
them. But Yeah, I mean, like I said, it does. It's not. They don't make it easy, especially.
No, they don't make it easy.
No,
that's the reason why. But since this is why it's what it is, so people forget.
No, but I'm saying, like, people always, especially Trumpers, always on, well, why don't they just get citizenship?
Well, the thing is, so yeah. My whole point is, excuse me, I don't want to, you know, interrupt.
But, no, you're fine. You're
okay,
fine.
So what I'm saying is, the Census Bureau was the reason why a lot of people didn't want to come out that they're more Latinx people were here. And that was the issue. A lot of people don't realize it takes a green card, and it then takes you being here for a number of years to go from your green card to American citizenship. Most people that take the American, take the, you know, the, get their dual, get citizenship here, it's expensive. And also, right, they know more about being in America than we do. We're just over-opinionated.
Exactly.
And the weirdest thing is, like, we're not that patriotic.
No.
Most Americans do not do what other people do. In 2 or 3 years, we wouldn't be working totally a lot less hours and just doing what we want to do. Whereas Latinx people, Asians, a lot of Asian Americans and Latinx Americans, we're not calling them Americans because they're here. And they're working 2 to 3 jobs every single day. They'll work Uber, Lyft. They'll do Uber Eats. They'll work in the kitchen. They'll clean a house. They'll watch your children. They'll clean hotel rooms. Demeaning ass jobs that a lot of Americans won't do.
Exactly. And it's
also
funny.
There are people that will clean you, wash your feet, and do your nails, do your fingers, and do your feet. And those are the same people that people demean.
Exactly. And my whole thing is, like, people say that immigrants are taking our jobs. The jobs that immigrants, like you just said, the jobs that immigrants primarily hold, normal Americans think they're beneath that. So,
and the worst thing is, now we're in the age of, they're still going to not get the money that they deserve compared to people working fast food restaurants. They're now getting paid $12 to $14 an hour. And because Americans know that we need a living wage, they'll work 3 jobs, still being paid under the table and being undercut, working 8 hours, working about 16 to 15 hours a day, every day, barely seeing their child. And some of them are also from an LGBTQI+, you know, standpoint. And then it's scary to be there because we have the most liberated country. Sad to say, we still have issues against it, but we're still liberated compared to, like, a lot of southern places. I mean, a lot of places south of the border don't all accept people being queer. And it's an issue. It's part of the things we talked about this year. We've discussed happy times, like, oh, turning a year older. Your birthday that you didn't invite me to. Me going on my trip.
You were at work. I would have invited you.
Mm-hmm.
But you were at work.
Mm-hmm.
How could you have come if you were at work?
It's cool. Life goes on. my career taking off. A lot of shows has been happening. There's Monster King Mondays. That's every Monday. If you want to come out, it starts at 8:30. But if you want to, get you a good seat. I do Monster King Mondays. The Idiot Box is $5. Thursdays nights, buy a ticket prior and you can get in. And I have a lot of shows that's always happening now. My stand-up career is happening. My improv career is happening. And things are occurring. We can't discuss. One of us doesn't want to discuss their nightlife fun until, like, you know, a few months from now.
Listen. I'm just gonna say, if I say I didn't want to discuss it, then why are you bringing it up on the podcast?
I was talking about myself when I was. I mean, I love people wanting to be a stripper, but you just had to say your own stuff.
I've never heard you say you stripper, but okay.
The things I'm gonna do with my husband.
Ooh, listen, I've said many a times God knew what he was doing when he made me. He made me to be a big boy. Mm-hmm. Because he knew if I was one of those skinny little twinks, I've been showing full asshole every night. So,
I mean, there are boys. There's some.
I'll be one of those.
There's huskies that show everything.
Yeah, but the statistics of it. If you're a little twink, you get more money. But yeah,
I mean, you talking about being a go-go boy?
Yes.
You keep saying twink.
No, a twink. No, a stripper.
Okay.
If you are a male stripper,
okay.
If you are a skinny little twink or muscle dude, you will make more money than one of us big boys.
I mean, personally speaking, I don't know that life. Also, I'm not stripping for nobody but my husband. I'm gonna get left with soccer. Impressed by my man.
However, so just a suggestion for Patreon exclusive. Would you like to do a strip class?
No. You can do it.
See, I'll be trying to come up with ideas that we can do for Patreon.
And I don't say together, no.
And you just be shooting
down. I said yes to the other thing, so not this one. It's not that. I don't believe in showcasing all my body.
We're going to be in shorts and t-shirts. No. I'm not going to be in drawers. No.
You don't know how I'm going to dress myself when I strip my husband. I got to be right looking.
Well, you're not stripping for your husband. We're doing a Patreon exclusive.
That's not going to work for me as a person. We're going to give y'all some more exclusives. Like, part of my comedy. You'll see Tyron moving journey to... I think he'll show you a tour. I personally believe in those things. But you know.
Yeah, I'll do a tour.
Yeah, it's going to be a tour. And we're going to have so many more exclusives. So that's why we kind of keep doing the whole, like, you better just hurry up and join. We'll give y'all a commercial in a few weeks. Don't worry. We'll put it on every episode. But for right now, it's amazing what we've accomplished. How do you feel a year ago compared to now? How do you feel as the year passed, you as a person?
I just feel I've grown a lot. So, like, for instance, like, just me trying to get everything together with finding a place, mm-hmm. having trouble finding a place. Because Jermaine has been with me through this process. Mm-hmm. It was not easy finding a place. So, yeah. So that was rough.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm here now, so.
Yeah. Finding a car was a funny process. I had to get a certain thing to do a certain thing to do now. And now I'm on the mode of stacking up. We can discuss that a little bit now. So, we are a startup. And soon we'll do episodes with a third person. So, we'll do a third pod. We'll have a third member in our podcast, I think maybe once a month soon. There's a lot of people that have been wanting to be on this show, and there are a lot of comics that I think will love to do it as well. We just got to get like our scheduling like tacked down, and then we just had to have a lot of thank episodes more and more. But it is a labor of love what we do, and we can't wait. On great news, we're almost at 500 plays. So, that's really amazing. That's for our first year of two people that have, you know, one of us is more private on social media. And we have to, like, you know, do a lot of more antsy things. So, y'all can see both of us after the paywall. Which is a funny thing. Do you have a public account now?
No.
So, that's another issue.
No, it's not. It's an issue for you, maybe, but for me, no. Because, like I said, if you would like to contact me, that's why we say our email. I don't need you DMing me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's a different entity for me as a person. Like, I'm a full entity of a business. So, that's why I've always told people there's a big difference there. But I will say this, we'll do live soon. I'm kind of excited for all our lives because we can discuss a lot of stuff. Like, Also, we could maybe like watch British Drag Race.
Oh, UK Drag Race 3? Mm-hmm. Sure. I am getting towards the end of season 1 because I am severely behind on Drag Race. Mm-hmm. But because I haven't watched.
Who are you rooting for so far?
Watching years season 1.
Mm-hmm. Who are you rooting for?
Well, I know who the winner is, but
Who are you rooting for?
See, I don't know, but usually I'd be rooting for one of them out of all of them, but give me one second. You'll be right. Okay, and we're back.
Yes. So last we left off was we're talking about Tyron watching UK season 1 of RuPaul's Drag Race. And he didn't know that was someone he was rooting for. I was rooting for DeVito DiCaprio. DeVito DiCaprio. And then I was rooting for Bag of Chips. I found it issues with that the black and the Asian were gone first. They're very because there was the two green people and then them two gone next. And I was like, this is racist. And then they did it again season two.
To be honest with you. I mean, I was rooting for Something Wrong because
Something Wrong was a great lip sync.
Because I had heard about them like way before Drag Race. Looking back now, Something and Vinegar Strokes weren't quite on the same level as
That's not true.
I mean,
it's not true at all
for you.
But so like that's the issue. You look at editing, and that's something that people always see. No, I'm talking about
the outfits.
But so
and the makeup that it really wasn't. It was.
All of them makeup for season 1. They're British. Their makeup isn't really important to them.
And that's the problem.
To you.
No, that was the problem. Because especially when you're on a competition
show.
So
you'll see a big,
like Drag Race.
Yeah, but that's. So you're used to Drag Race of the USA. You're not used to other seas.
Okay, here's the problem. And I know you're going to argue me because you're a super fan. But the thing about it is, like Michelle Visage said, there's 11 seasons of Drag Race at that point.
It's 13. Okay, but
no, when I'm talking about season 1, UK.
Okay.
At that point, it was 11 seasons.
Okay.
You've seen how the girls have evolved from season 1 to season 11.
But the whole point is it's their first season.
So, no. So, there shouldn't have been, I can't sew, or, I don't really know how to do my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's not like it was 2008 over again.
But the whole point is, this is not the same place. If it's USA compared to Britain, and they're not known to do the same things, they're not going to have the same things. So, like, if you notice, all the lip syncs aren't always the best. And then you'll keep seeing it season 2. The worst thing is you'll see a glow up from season 1 to season 2 because more people took it serious and then they got more looks. So most of them in season 2 were more polished looking, but they still are very funny.
Well, it's not even about being polished, in my opinion. It's just like...
That's what you're basically suggesting.
No. I mean, it sounds like that. I get what you're saying. But, however, I just felt like you've seen how some of these girls look on Drag Race. So,
but no one wants to look the same.
No one wants to look the same, but you need to be bringing that same expectation.
But they can't do that for the first season.
I mean, if you say
so. Okay, so like, most people don't really know about Thailand's first season of Drag Race, or the second season of Thailand's on Wild Plus. That's actually the first international season. So if you see them, that's where a drag really looks like. But if you also notice, if you watch it, you probably won't. Most people that do watch it have seen that there's a big difference in their culture. So based on a lot, it's a lot of beauty over there. And also, they have a lot of funny. So that's just it. You know, I mean, I speak the language. There's now several seasons. They have Spaniel. They have Holland. Holland has the second season right now. Mm-hmm. UK is going to have its third season. They're going to have another Down Under. We don't know why. But they're going to have another season.
Because they need to have another.
But, I mean, the first one was shitty. And it's going to be shitty.
Okay, couple seasons of Drag Race weren't the best.
But the whole... But still. Who told you that? That's not true. All the seasons of Drag Race were always great.
In your opinion, because you're a super fan. But my whole thing is, the first season compared to season 13, you can't compare those. Because...
We didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Season one of Down Under, they had two
races, and RuPaul approved of blackface.
No, see, I disagree with RuPaul on that one. What's your girl name? She should got the Willem treatment, but yeah.
But that's the whole point. So, like... And the reason why Willem got eliminated because Willem made them kept going to, was really just trying to just be eliminated. But end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, you'll see a difference. Drag Race is a hard thing to discuss with people because I've seen so many seasons. I don't compare seasons.
Well, I mean, no, because you have to look at the whole show, so... I don't agree with that, but
that's cool that you have to agree.
That's what I'm saying. That I'm saying my opinion, but yet when I say my opinion, there's a problem.
Okay,
but yeah. So for me, see, I have to take Drag Race in small doses because for me, I get overstimulated, so that's why I haven't gone back and looked at all the seasons completely yet. Because for me, it's just like seeing that amount of stuff is like over. Just
you're not really explaining.
It's overstimulating for me.
What do you mean? What is the what's the overstimulation?
With all the different looks and all different challenges and stuff like that. So for me, that's a little bit overstimulating. Like I have to watch an episode. Like I can watch two episodes back to back, but I need to watch something else. So,
yeah. Oh, okay, I got you. I could binge most of those seasons. I've seen them too many times to that I know what happened, so it's hard to.
And then with Drag Race, like, you can watch the main episode. Also, you should really watch Untucked. But, yeah.
Not now. They're boring. It used to be really great. Oh my god, it used to be so amazing.
Mm-hmm. So
it's really cool. Most of us are so damn boring, but we've discussed Drag Race a lot on here.
Yes. Well, however, Drag Race was the first big LGBT show to have a platform. That's why it keeps getting Emmys. But yeah,
RuPaul is now the most black, most Emmys black male has ever received. So go ahead, RuPaul. I love you, girl. But I do think it's amazing what we've accomplished over a year. We have strong dialects, and now we acknowledge when we're interrupting each other. And we also point out that we're both very petty.
How am I petty? But, okay.
What?
How am I petty? Actually, don't explain. But,
yeah.
But
we've had a lot of fun with y'all. We can't wait for more of y'all to listen. Okay, we're for the audience to grow more and more. And we get to do a lot more lives. Pretty soon, one of us will be under the umbrella of the Art of Sexuality Pod out of safety for MME. And we'll go live on Instagram and we'll start going about lives and we'll talk about past episodes. Because there are a lot of hot topics we talked about. We will love to hear other people's discussion. We'll love to discuss with more people. Like open and closed relationships. That was a great episode that can't wait for more of y'all to listen to. Are you open in your sexual... Are you open or closed in your sexual... Like, there's a lot of things. What kind of things do you identify as? That's a lot of things. It's the he, hims. the they's, they's, the she, hers, all those things.
And we're just going to serve so much more. Right, Tyra?
Right.
Can you believe it? It's been a year. Happy anniversary.
Happy birthday. For those who celebrate the birthday. So, with that being said, you can find us on Instagram at the Artisexuality Pod. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. Google Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
I already said that.
Okay, hold on.
Spotify.
And special thing, shout out to Anchor Break. We're recording this now. And we can email us at tyandjermaine@gmail.com. We want to hear from everyone. Every last thing. All your burning questions. You can find us on the Artisexuality Pod on Instagram. Individually at Mr.ChefTy and at Jermaine Galindo. And Patreon, $5 to Chase That Crew. The Slim Thick, $10. And VIP Plus, $20. See you next time. See you next time.